We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Andy Grammer is about to join the Jeff and Jen Show in just a couple of minutes.
No, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I got.
Excited to talk to him and find out all about the new song and the movie that it's in and all that stuff. So while we wait for Andy Grammer to call us here, you said you got an email complaint
from a
listener?
I didn't get it. It came to management. We have our management at the radio station. It's very transparent. So they forward us every comment that we get that people go to our website, fill out a form. You could send, management, promotions, morning show, whatever. So when people are really mad at us, they hit the management button, they write a message in the box, and they hit send.
Okay.
Then our managers read it, respond to it, and then forward it to us, so we can get a pulse of what's making people upset. This was earlier this week. Last week, I called into the Jeff and Jen Show and was made fun of or mocked for my pizza topping choices, pineapple and ham. In parentheses.
Oh, I remember this vaguely.
Pineapple and ham. For that reason, I will no longer be listening. I will not be made to feel inferior due to a simple food choice.
Inferior?
I'm with him.
It's not a simple food choice. It's pineapple on a pizza. It's awful.
It's terrible.
I'm glad they're not listening anymore. How dare you say that? It's delicious.
So, Janine, if you got to order a pizza every Friday night of your life, you would order a pineapple ham pizza?
It's refreshing. It's like the salty zestiness of the cheese and the sauce, and then you get that sweet, delicious pineapple. And pineapple and ham, like, they're perfect already. And you put that with cheese and dough.
It makes me so sick because it's what gave me food poisoning so many years ago. So you know how you eat something that makes you sick and you're that sick, you can really never eat that category again or drink that drink again or have that same combination because you had it too much going in the wrong direction.
Well, that's one reason never to eat it again. And then the other reason is just because it tastes terrible.
Yeah, pineapple on pizza is just so bad. I'm sorry to the listener who's complaining, but that is our final verdict here, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Mm. All right, Andy Grammer is on the phone with us now. Andy, hey.
Before we even get into new music and songs and all that, answer this question. Does pineapple have any business on a pizza?
It shouldn't even be a question.
Thank you.
How about that? the question is the answer. There should be no question.
It's offensive, isn't it?
It honestly is. If you're from New York, it should be offensive. My wife likes it. So someone in my own circle was like being betrayed.
So that leads us to our second important question. Do you have a prenup? Is this going to be an easy breakup? Or?
I know. It's like a whole... It's like a whole thing.
Did she make you try it? Because that's what the pineapple pizza people do.
Oh, my God. It's so much worse than that. It's that now anytime we order pizza, I lose half the pizza.
She pineapples it up.
Yeah. So the leftovers, there's like all this leftover pineapple pizza in my fridge. It's a real problem.
You wake up the next morning, you want a cold slice of pizza with like maybe some cold pepperoni on it or maybe some.
And you can pick it off. You can pick it off, but
pineapple is one of those foods that sweat. Yeah. So you've got residual pineapple on your pizza no matter what.
No way.
Definitely wrong.
All right, good.
Glad we got that settled once and for all with Andy Grammer.
All right, well, you can stay on the show with us then because you've answered. You've passed the first test, Mr. Grammer.
This is good.
So, Andy, I wanted to ask you about street performers, and I am going to beg you to please tell us the Alec Baldwin story.
Oh, yeah, totally. That was a long time ago. I was street performing at 3rd Street in Santa Monica, California, and he was, like, walking by with his daughter, and then he just put $100 in my case. And that was so important to me at that point in time. So now when I pass... anybody street performing, like, I'll try to take whatever I got in my wallet and just give it to them.
That's awesome.
Try to pay it forward.
Totally awesome. And so now you're paying it forward to other street performers. I think that's so cool.
I love the act of street performing. It's like a very bold thing of, like, I don't care. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to try. You know, I love that. And I think that it's a sweet thing to kind of encourage.
Well, and they could be the next Andy Grammer. Like, they could be the next performer that gets discovered.
Yeah, these are the wild dreamers in our midst that are just like, I'm going for it. And so to throw a little bit their way is always good.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm going to give you a different perspective. You might be funding someone who's going to take radio spins away from you. And then where are you going to be, right?
And then what? You know what? I need to think this through.
This you are funding your own demise.
This is bad.
Talk right to it. Like, if there's somebody listening to the show right now who is picking up a guitar for the first time this year, or who is just starting to get brave enough to go to, like, an open mic or stand on a street corner, or maybe even has been doing it for a while and they're waiting for their break, what guidance is somebody who's been there, who's grinded it out?
This is not just, like, promo for my song. This is honestly, like, my best advice. So when writing the song Don't Give Up On Me, which so luckily is doing well right now.
It's so good.
I'm in a room. I co-wrote this song with a couple friends of mine, and we're all, like, pretty good. And we wrote a song, and it was, like, not good enough. So then we wrote another song. And then we're like, this doesn't feel amazing. And we wrote another song, a third song. And you don't finish it all the way. You just kind of have this feeling like, that's good but not great. Then the fourth idea, finally, we're like, you know what? Let's just write one about not giving up on writing a song. And that it was the spur. That's what, like, got us going to write this song, Don't Give Up On Me. I think people give up way too early on themselves, on their dreams, on, like, on a relationship. Like, if you don't give up, that is, like, the most important through line to getting out what you love or what's important to you in life. For me, I write 100 songs to get the 10 that I love, and that has been really, really good for me. So if you're listening to me and you're like, I don't know if I'm good enough, I fully disagree. I don't know if you, like, have enough don't give up on yourself. Like, that's what you need more than anything else.
We are getting some life lessons from Andy Grammer right now, getting deep.
I love this. I'm feeling so inspired. So I think right now is the perfect time to play Andy's new song, Don't Give Up On Me. It's from the movie 5 Feet Apart. And when we come back, we'll continue with Andy Grammer.
And if you're the sensitive type and you like to listen to lyrics, probably want to grab a tissue.
Oh, this is so good. And we'll be back with Andy Grammer here in 3 minutes on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
The Jeff and Jen Show, his new song, Don't Give Up On Me. And we've been talking with Andy this morning about, you know, whatever you've got ahead of you today, don't give up on it, right?
Is there a time, do you have a existence where you were about to walk away from it all and you didn't?
I didn't have like a big moment where I'm like, I'm gonna give up, but I definitely have these micro failures. Like, you'll end a Tuesday and you're like, I just need to go to bed. I don't know if I can't anymore. I'll give up on the day, right? But I will never give up on the overall thing. I wrote this little poem about this idea of being an imposter, and if you don't feel like an imposter, like, on the daily, you're just not doing enough new things. You're not, like, trying enough new things. So you have to, like, start to have that feeling be a good feeling, where it's right. Like, oh, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here. I probably don't deserve to be here, but that might just be, I might be taking that the wrong way. Not that I should be leaving because I'm feeling that, but that, oh, I'm in, like, a good new place. This is the right feeling. Yeah.
That's a light bulb moment right there. Do you hear what he just said?
Like, I think Jen has tears in her eyes.
If you're uncomfortable, then you're doing it right, right?
You're probably doing it right.
That's huge. Yeah. That is huge.
Are you okay, Jen?
Yes. I mean, that's incredible.
The advice that you're giving is certainly powerful, right? And it's great. But wouldn't it just be easier to go play songs in front of Alec Baldwin?
I mean, that's a great idea. Just stay outside of his house. Just, like, post up with my guitar case and be like, I'm going to need a little more than 100 this time. things are going differently. Yeah.
I have to admit that I have not yet seen 5 Feet Apart because I don't think I could make it through without sobbing because just the trailer alone is making me bawl. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it's one of those movies where you will, like, ugly cry but connect back to what's important about life. It's really, really good.
Okay.
What's funny is that one of my best friends directed it, and his name's Justin Baldoni. He's also Raphael on Jane the Virgin. And we've been, like, roommates, and we're, like, best friends. And because of that, I went to the movie, like, 5 times and emotionally got wrecked every single time. It was amazing and also pretty intense.
And right when your song kicks in on the trailer, I'm, like, dying. I'm like, I'm a puddle.
So, yeah.
It's got to be cool for you and him to sit around and talk about your journey to success from, like, crashing on each other's couches and being roommates and all that. I mean, that's got to be that's going to be fun to be able to do that with a good friend of yours.
You know, it's so sweet. I feel like everyone has one these days. But one of my favorite things right now, too, is that I have this podcast called The Good Parts Podcast, where I go into, like, deep spiritual topics and different things. And I had my friend Justin on the podcast. And we do, for like an hour, talk about how crazy it is to go from, you know, I was street performing and he was making videos and also just being like an actor in different ways. But we were super struggling to then get to go be a part of like this big movie and have it be going so well. The song's doing well. It's a full circle moment. It's really awesome.
I think people crave that, right? Like everything is, you know, short attention spans and give it to me now and everything else. But I think that there's a part of human nature that's really craving something deeper.
When you ask these questions, you can't help but feel small in like a really good way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's nice to feel like, I think wonder comes from feeling really small in a good way. Like, oh man, yeah, I don't know how this whole thing works. This is fascinating.
Well, congratulations on the song. We're playing it at Star 94.1. It's Megan Gentier.
Thank you.
I love it. Y'all put it on repeat.
Thank you so much.
Don't Give Up on Me is amazing. Amazing, amazing.
Do we?
Thank you.
Do we? I know you've been to Atlanta a bunch. Do you have any Atlanta plans on your schedule?
We haven't announced a tour yet because we're still like quickly finishing my album, which will be out pretty soon. And then we'll probably announce a tour after that.
Well, we would love to have you come hang out with us and keep spreading your good vibes, and we'll help you deliver donuts and all that cool stuff.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, if you need some inspiration from Andy Grammer, we're going to share that entire interview for you online, and maybe somebody needs to hear that today. If you're not uncomfortable, you're not doing enough.
So
like
good.
So much.
I'll go listen to it again.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.